by the safe harbor date, which I think this year is December 8th or 9th, every state has to decide and it has to certify their vote, who won their state. And then their electoral votes have to be cast by the first Monday after the second Wednesday in December, which I believe is the 14th. If that doesn't happen, and things aren't resolved by the 14th, then it really gets messy and all hell breaks loose, because at that point, and I don't want to give a law school class here, but at that point, the legislatures of all of these disputed states ostensibly have the right to then award the electoral votes to the candidate that they want to. So the way it works is this: by the 14th, if there's not a decision by then, what happens is the right to vote in December, I'm sorry, the right to vote, people think it's a constitutional right to vote, but really, originally, each state legislature used to be the ones that would award the electoral votes to the candidate that they selected. Over the years, over the last 200 some odd years, each state by their own statutes have awarded that the right, let's say, to the citizens to have an election day and them decide which candidate should get awarded their electoral votes. However, the right is called a plenary right, meaning each state legislature technically has the right to sort of pull the right to vote back into their state legislature and then decide which candidate they want to award the votes to. Now, it really gets dicey when you have a state that has, let's say, a Republican legislature, majority legislature, and a Democrat governor. And I don't even know what happens then. I don't know that anybody can give you a definitive answer. And if nothing happens and nothing's decided by election day or inauguration day and into January, then that's when the other doomsday scenario kicks in, where it goes to the House of Representatives, and you're right, each state then has only one vote.